Bible.
Je vrei ma Bible redu.
To Psalm 8.
Kuna mapisari ma 8.
We'll read the first four verses of Psalm 8.
Shaveringa ma verse mana okutanga kuba kuna mapisari ma 8.
Then we'll read Psalm 51 verse 5.
Tuzoveringa mapisari ma 51
and 5. Psalm 58 verse 3.
Mapisari ma 58 verse 3.
Three places all in the book of Psalms.
Nzimbo na 2 mu buku re mapisari ma.
But all six verses.
Si mundima dzisi.
I read.
Regaende veringi.
O Lord our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens.
Aiwa Jehovah Ishe wedu, zita renyu rakaiso nakasei panyika yose, makaisa umambo wenyu kudenga.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings as thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger.
Pamiromo ya vacheche na vanonwa makaisa simba, nokuda kwavadzivisi venyu kuti munyaradze muvengi nomutsivi.
When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained.
Kana ndichicherechedza denga renyu rose, iro basa reminwe yenyu, mwedzi nenyeredzi zvamakarongedza.
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
Munhu chinyiko zvamunomurangarira, namwanakomana wemunhu zvamunomushanyira.
Psalm 51 verse 5.
Mapisari ma 51 verse 5.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Tarirai ndakaberekwa mune zvakaipa, mai vangu vakandigamuchira muzvivi.
Finally, Psalm 58 verse 3.
Psalm 58 ndima 3.
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
Vakaipa vakava vatorwa kubva padumbu ramai, vanotsauka vachangozvarwa vachireva nhema.
May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word.
Vaishe varopafadzwa kuverengwa nekuteererwa shoko ravo mugare henyu pasi.
Praise be to God.
Sitarashe ngarirumbidzwe.
We want to fellowship this evening.
Manerwanu tiruda kuyanana.
The message that I titled, What is man?
Amaridzo inonzi ko munhu chinyiko.
What is man?
Munhu chi.
The prophet was asked a question.
Profita vakabvunzwa mubvunzo.
In the COD.
Mubhuku reCOD.
Question 104.
Bvunzo 104.
And he gave the answer. And that's where we are starting off. And this is the question. You said that a person could live so close to God that he could not sin while here on this earth. Then explain 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 to 10.
Zvinotitsanangurireiwo Johani wekutanga chapter 1 ndima 8 kusvika ndima 10.
That is a question.
Ndoo mubvunzo wacho.
The person, brother or sister, asked the prophet with Abraham.
Hamai kana hanzvadzi vakabvunza muprofita.
That brother Abraham said a person could live so close to God.
Brother Branham makati munhu anogara pedyo naMwari.
That you could not sin.
Kuti haakwanise kutadza.
Why here on earth?
Iye achiri panyika pano.
So we ask him to explain.
Zvikanzi ko titsananguriveiwo.
1 John chapter 1.
Johani wokutanga chitsauko 1.
Verse 8 to 10.
Ndima 8 kusvika ndima 10.
So let's read the scripture now.
Tiverenge rugwaro urwu.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Kana isu tichita hatina chivi tinozvinyengera uye zvokwadi haisi matiri.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Kana tichireurura zvivi zvedu, iye wakatendeka nokudaro nokuti unotikanganwira zvivi zvedu nokutinatsa pakusarura makose.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Kana tichiti hatina kutadza tinomuita murevi wenhema neshoko rake harizi matiri.
So this questionnaire is asking the prophet to reconcile his statement that somebody could live on earth so close to God that he will not sin. So he's asking the prophet to reconcile it with this scripture that have told us that if we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar. And the truth is not in us.
We
say, if we say we have no sin, he said we deceive ourselves. So let us wait for the prophets to reconcile the scripture with what he has said.
And
we answer it by scripture also. Now the prophet said, we should turn to 1 John chapter 3, just the same page.
1 John chapter 3,
from verse
8.
He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Uyo unoita zvivi ndowa diabolosi. Nokuti diabolosi unoita zvivi kubva pakutanga. Mwanakomana waMwari wakaoneswa nemhaka iyi kuti aparadze mabasa adiabolo.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed, that is God's seed, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God.
Mumwe nomumwe wakaberekwa naMwari haaiti zvivi. Nokuti mbeu yake inogara maari. Haagoni kuita zvivi nokuti wakaberekwa naMwari.
Now the prophet told us here.
Profeta anotudza pano.
Let's listen to his explanations.
Ngatiteererei vachitsanangura.
See, now some people say,
vamwe vanhu vanoti,
well, now here is just a good little girl or a good little boy. They never sinned to begin with. You are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. When you are born in this world, you are a liar. You are a thief. You are everything there is. Just all sin. Not a thief because you have not sinned, you have not stolen. In other words, you are not a thief just because you have not stolen. Then you say, I'm not a thief. As a little child, if a little child could speak, and the child said, I'm not a thief, because he has not stolen anything. Or you are not a liar, because you have not told any lie. When you are born in this world, you are a liar, you are a thief. Now the prophet said, that spirit is born in you when you are born, because you are of the world. The spirit of lies, the spirit of stealing, the spirit of strife, the spirit of fighting, the spirit of hatred, every evil spirit is born in a child when he is born. In sin, my mother conceived me. And I come to this world speaking lies. So the prophet is saying that the little baby cannot say, I'm not a thief, I'm not a liar, because they have not told any lie. Maybe they don't even know how to speak yet. But by birth, they are liars, they are thieves, and they are evil. Now, this is God's record. Nobody can fault it. You can't fault it. I cannot fault it. That is why when we come to this earth, majority of human beings come with their head out. No matter how powerful a man is, how strong a man is, if he's falling from up with his head down, he will surrender everything. He will surrender everything. Because he has no power. His head is down. Even naturally, if a man is boasting, I can fight, I can beat you, I can do this, I can do that. When you pick him off the ground and his feet is no more on the ground, he will keep quiet. The power of human being is as long as their feet is touching the ground. When their feet is off the ground, it remains silent. No matter what power he has, it remains silent. Let's go ahead. That spirit is in you when you are born. Because you are of the world. That is the reason that you can't have reformation to reform. You've got to die and be born. And you cannot have birth without crucifixion. You must be crucified to the things of the world in order to be resurrected in Christ. If you are going to depend upon your intellectual conception and so forth, you will never be born of the Spirit of God. You've got to forget, like Paul did, all that he ever knew, and know nothing among you except Christ Jesus. I'm born anew, afresh. It is a birth, a new creation. The very Greek word here, as I was looking it up in the Greek lexicon the other day, the word birth means creation. When it says you are new creatures in Christ Jesus, there is a word there. Creature is the word creation. You are a new creation, not in the world, but in Christ Jesus. You've been anew. Amen.
Amen.
We are speaking on what is man. A man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And even those few days are full of evil. That the man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And those few days, they are full of evil. Mark the words. As long as that man, that woman, is born of a woman, he's not talking of if he's born by a man. There are two different things. To be born of a woman and to be born by a man. The birth from the woman is a condemned birth. But the new birth that is being talked about is not to be from a woman, it's to be from man, which is Christ himself. When Jesus was here, in John 14, when he was speaking to the disciples, that he was going away, and the people know where he is going, and they also know the way. They told him, where you are going, we don't
kuti kwamunoenda hatizivi.
Even the way, we don't know.
Kunyangwe nzira hatizivi.
He answered back.
Akavapindura.
I am the way.
Akati ndini nzira.
The truth.
Ndini zvokwadi.
And the life.
Ndini upenyu.
I am the way.
Ndini nzira.
The truth.
Ndini zvokwadi.
And the life.
Upenyu.
Now, Jesus is the truth.
Zvino Jesu ndiye zvokwadi.
And there are two things at stake on this earth.
Pane zvinhu zviviri zviripo panyika pano.
Is truth and lie.
Zvokwadi nenhema.
In any case, in any situation,
it
is either you have the truth
or
you have the lie.
There
are no midway. Jesus is the truth. Then if Jesus is the truth, there will be somebody also that will be the lie. And the scripture is not silent on it. In St. John chapter
8,
verse 44, Jesus was speaking to them. He said,
Satan,
let me read the scripture.
8:44,
St. John. You are of your father, the devil. And the laws of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus is the truth. Satan is a liar and the father of liars. Every word that comes from
Satan,
they are lies. So if a child is born and he grows up like that, he's growing up under a father which is a liar. And he must not return back to his creator like that. If not, he will go where his father goes. That is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. In John 16 verse 13, Jesus called it the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth. He said, when he comes, he will guide you to all truth. That Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Truth, when he comes, he will guide you to all truth. He will not guide you to lies. He will guide you to all truth. Praise be to God.
Amen.
We are going gradually. What is man? Is what we are talking about. It's just a familiarization sermon. Yes, just to know ourselves. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Now
Adam,
the first man in the beginning, when Satan come
Satan
to the garden, he couldn't come to Adam. Because according to the scripture, in St. Luke, chapter 3, verse 38, he told us that Adam was the son of God. Then Timothy told us,
1 Timothy,
chapter 2, verse 14,
he
said, Adam was not deceived, but Eve. Adam could not be deceived because he is the son of God. So when somebody is a son of God or a daughter of God, he or she cannot be deceived. Anyone that can be deceived is not from God.
He's
not a child of God. Because from the beginning of the world and to the end of it, because Jesus himself is the truth, and
his
children are children of the truth, they cannot be deceived. Why? The prophet told us the only sin we have is what? Unbelief. Is the only sin we have. Unbelief. In what? In the word of God. Now the scripture we read in 1 John chapter 3, he told us the reason why a child of God cannot be deceived, why he cannot sin. He said, because the seed of God remaineth in him. So every child of God that come to this earth, God puts his seed in them. And this seed that he has put in them, when they grow up, must see the light and come to light and be quickened, and then they will know the truth. That is why Jesus said, he was telling his disciples, with all authority, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But when he was speaking to the multitude, he spoke parables. Then when they came inside, and the disciples ask a question, why are you speaking to them in parables? He said, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
Said,
but to others it is not given. Hearing will they hear, they will not understand. So it is the design of God that everyone that is not his own child, when they hear God's word, it will be a parable to them. It will not be made clear. It will be covered up. It will not have its meaning to them. It will be their father that will be interpreting that word to them. Now the prophet said, when the preacher preaches, he said, it is the duty of the minister to preach the word of God. He said, it is the responsibility of God to direct the word that is preached to the predestinated heart. All other hearts that are not predestinated, it is now
Satan
that will present that word to them in another way, that it will not be clear. Praise be to God.
Amen.
The prophet told us what God does in every age. In the message, the token that he preached in Jeff, he said God does this sin in his preparations. Paragraph 188 to 191. Notice God's preparation for that time. Now, as we know that the Bible said, all those things happened for examples. You see, to us, notice when God got ready to judge Egypt, first he made a preparation. What did he do at the first time? He never changes his order. The first time when he made his preparation, he sent a prophet with a message. First thing he done to his people was send a prophet with a message. That's what he did in the time of Moses. He sent his prophet with a message.
Alright.
The next thing he done, To identify this prophet, he sends a pillar of fire for identification to identify it. Because in every age, we used to have the messenger and impersonators. But for God to show to his own children whom he has chosen, he sent the pillar of fire to identify his messenger that this is the person I have chosen. That is, you listen to him. Don't listen to others. Anyone I don't vindicate. Anyone I don't identify. Don't listen to them. This is the messenger. That is it with the pillar of fire there. That is God's identification. Let me tell you something, church. In every age, there is one messenger to every age. After that one messenger, we have fivefold ministers. There is no four and a half fold. There is the messenger and fivefold. I don't care how heavy his ministry is. I don't care how great his ministry is. I don't care how mighty he is. I don't care how rich he is. I don't care how influential he is. No matter where he comes from, no matter what his name is, if he's not the messenger of that age, maximum he can be is a member of the fivefold.
Yes.
After Brother Abraham left the scene, some people wants to assume the messenger. They are liars. And the father of it. They are liars. Just one messenger for one age. That is all. I'm not going to mention no names.
And this,
I don't want to mention names.
And this,
I will only mention the name of William and Abraham.
Zitara William Martin Branham.
Who is the messenger?
Anova Mutuma.
After that,
Mushire Mejish.
Every other great man.
Munga
there are people who are following.
Vanuwesi Varukutera.
They are not from God.
Havasi Vamari.
The best they can be is members of the fivefold.
Kanavatunzi Vanuava Kuru.
Now let me take a step further. There is a qualification of somebody to be a member of the fivefold. A member of the fivefold for a generation, we only say what the messenger had already said. Anyone that is saying anything apart from what the messenger has said,
he's
not even qualified as a member of the
fivefold.
So we don't know him. And we are not obligated to hear him. We are only obligated to hear the messenger of the age. The steering of the vehicle of the bride is committed to him. He said, I am directing the bride of Christ. He said, I am God's voice to you.
He's
the only minister that could say, I preach what Paul preached. Not only say it here, but he says triumphant when he met them. They told him, you will be judged and your people with your message. Then he asked a question, will Paul also be judged? They say yes. And they say, if you are accepted, which you will be accepted. they already know that he will be accepted. Then Brother Abraham said,
Brother Abraham,
I preach what Paul preached. So if Paul is accepted, and his people are accepted, my people will also be accepted. And the saints in that place, your script, we are resting on that. So we don't have any other leader in this generation apart from William Branham. Now the prophet said here, and the third thing he sent was the token. The third thing he sent was the token. That is exactly the token. What was the token mean? Assurance. He first sent the messenger with a message. He sent the pillar of fire to vindicate that message and the messenger. After that, he gave individual believers the token, the Holy Spirit, as the assurance in their hearts. And when they are hearing this word, then the Holy Ghost will be bearing witness in their hearts. That is the truth of the Almighty God. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise be to God. In the scripture, in Revelation 13, there is a man who is a man of sin, who is the deceiver in our age, the Antichrist.
Antichrist.
The Bible said, he shall, it's a prophecy, he shall deceive all those whose names were not written in the last book of life before the foundation of the world. The Antichrist shall deceive them, irrespective of the church they attend. Irrespective of the ministry they have, irrespective of their claims, they will be deceived by the Antichrist, because they are not children of the truth. The children of the truth, they come to the truth. God himself draw them wherever they are.
Look,
see, God can go to any length to convince his own children. Because he said, of all that the Father has given me, he said, none of them will be lost. He said, because the Father that gave them to me is mightier than all. When he rose from the dead, and he came to visit the disciple in a service, Thomas was absent.
Thomas
did not come to church.
Thomas,
so Jesus came and met them in the service. But Thomas was absent. So he made himself known to them. So after the service, they met Thomas. Thomas!
Brother Thomas,
you have missed something. Say, what did I miss? Jesus is risen indeed. And he came when we were gathered, and he showed himself to us. He said, I will not believe. I will not believe. Where must he come when I'm absent from service? Why did he come when I'm present? Look, me, I will not believe. Peter, with all the power of convincing, tried to convince him, say, I will not believe. Maybe Philip and Nathaniel, and John and some of them, will do all that they can to convince him. He said, I will not believe. If it were you as a man, if it were me as a man, I will delete his name. I will rub off his name. But not Jesus. Why? He said the name in the last book of life cannot be erased.
Yes.
So no matter where Jesus, whatever Jesus had to do, he has to make sure he convinced
Thomas.
Other disciples could not convince him. Then Jesus himself came the next service. When he came at the next service, he didn't call for Peter.
Peter.
He didn't come for John the Beloved. He did not come for Nathaniel. He did not come for Philip. Because those ones have already believed.
Yes.
They have believed already. He said, Thomas.
Thomas.
Come.
Glory.
And listen. Jesus had when they were discussing with Thomas. And he had the words of Thomas. Thomas said, not only seeing him, I must see where the nail entered. I must see the side where the pierced. When I see those ones, then I will believe. And because Jesus had his words, he said, Thomas, come. Bring your hand. Put it here. Oh yeah, put it here. He said, now my Lord and my God. Why must he go to that extent?
Because
of Thomas. He said, don't be doubting, be believing. That is why people even dodge the name of Thomas a little today. Because of the doubt that go with his name. For in case you bear
Thomas,
nothing to fear. Thomas is at the sixth dimension now. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Let me tell you another situation.
Brother
Abraham and his friend,
Brother Branham,
Banks Wood. They went to hunt. Now you know one of the best hunters in the United States was Brother Branham. Is that true? I want to now ask you a question. Do you think that Brother Branham should hunt for scooter for a whole day without getting one? With his experience in hunting? With his experience in hunting? But in this situation, because there is somebody whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he has spent 75 years as an infidel, and it remains only 1 year for him to live on earth. And he must come in before he goes. And this is the only opportunity that he can have access to the truth. Then I believe myself that God himself drove away all the scourges for the prophet and Brother Banks Wood. So that for 4 days they could not get a
scourge.
Then they came out, they talked to themselves. Are we going home like this without a
scourge?
It's ridiculous. Then Brother Banks who said, well, the only hope we have
is
there is a man somewhere here that has a reservation where we can hunt.
Say,
but we have a problem. The man is an infidel.
He
even hates to hear the word preacher. Okay, Brother Abraham said, no problem. You know what we do? I will sit in the vehicle. You go for the negotiation. After that, I'll just walk out and follow you into the forest. You know, God works in mysterious ways. It's wonder to perform. So, the Brother Abraham sat down in the vehicle. Brother Banks who came to talk. After I asked for permission,
say,
sure, you can hunt. Say, are you by yourself? And you know Christians don't lie. You know Christians don't tell lies. Yeah, because they are children of the truth. So truth must come out of their mouth. Yes, sir. So Banks who said, I'm not by myself. He couldn't even say my friend is with him. If he has said my friend, he has not lied. He has not lied. If he called Brother Branham my friend, has he lied? He has not lied. If he said my next door neighbor is with me, he has not lied. But because God himself is the one that is playing the game, he said, my pastor is with him, is with me. And yet he's the one that told Brother Branham that the man did not want to hear the name pastor. But now he said, my pastor is with me. Say, your pastor would. Have you gone so low that you got to talk a pastor with you wherever you go? So when Brother Branham was hearing that, he came out of the vehicle to greet the man. Immediately he greeted the man. Say, let me give it to you straight. I don't have no regard for you preachers. Because I believe you are barking at the wrong tree. In other words, you are saying what you don't know. You are saying what you don't understand. Somebody talking about a God. Have you seen him before? Somebody talking about heaven. Have you been there before? Somebody talking about resurrection. Have you seen one before? So you are back at the wrong tree. Then Brother Branham said, you are entitled to your opinion. Then the man himself said, but there is only one man that we ask a question. If I could meet him, only one preacher, not a pope, not an archbishop, not a cardinal, not a right reverend, not a canon reverend. I don't know the titles you have here in Zimbabwe. We have them plenty in Nigeria. We have canon reverend. We have right reverend. And the very reverend. We have all those titles there. The man said, only one person I want to find out from. Then they say, who is the person? Say, well, we have a sister across the hill, that she was having cancer, and she was dying, and we were expecting her to go anytime. But when they had a revival in that Methodist camp there, at Acton, that's the name of the place. Say, there's a preacher that come there. Then the sister. Junior sister to our sister, so that auntie went to the revival meeting. And that preacher called her name and told her that the handkerchief in her hand, she should go and lay it on her sister at home, that she will get well. Then one night, they heard a noise from the hill. So they thought the sister is gone. That in the morning we will take her to the undertaker. Say, but our surprise, when we got there, she was eating with the husband. Then Brother Branham said, you don't mean it. Say, no, I can take you there. Brother Branham said, he is preaching to me now. The man is more convinced than Brother Branham. Because the man knew that this really happened. But no man to explain to him what led to it. But being that he's a child of the truth and he's in God's record, nothing will take him out of his heart until he will come to the truth. Because he's a child of the truth. But he was born in sin. And was speaking lies. And Satan has deceived him.
Satan,
but before he goes, he must come to the truth. Because he's a child of the truth. Then Brother Banks was nervous. Banks Wood, he wants to go ahead to announce. Then Brother Bram puts his leg. You are not the one that was taught how to fish. Brother Banks Wood was not taught how to fish. It was Brother Branham.
Brother Branham,
that the angel taught how to fish.
Yeah.
So when it comes to fishing for soul like this, you got to learn it from the prophet. If you throw in a hook to the river without a bait, coming that hook, you won't catch nothing. But when you can use a bait to cover the hook, the fish will swallow the hook, thinking he wants to eat the bait, and then you bring him out. So Brother Bram said, let me change the subject.
Say,
this your tree here, this apple tree. Can I take one of the fruits that is falling down?
He
said, yes, you can take. He pick it. He rub it on his dress. No water to wash. It's not the water that really sanctifies. The Bible said, it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. I'm not saying if you have water, don't wash. But when there is no water, there is faith. There is the word of God. And you offer prayer. He sanctify the food anyhow. So he rub it on his jacket now. And bless it and eat. Then Abraham said, how long have you planted it there? It's about 40 years ago.
Said,
okay, I want to ask you a question, sir. You can see the leaves are turning yellow now. Because winter is coming. Say, and you know that the sap will normally go to the root. That is why the leaves are turning yellow. If the sap doesn't go and remain up, the tree will die. The man said, I know.
Say,
now the question. Can you tell me what intelligent
kuti
test the sap in the tree to go to the root?
Kuti wende kumudzi.
And then when the winter comes, come up again to give life to the tree. The man says nature.
Say,
okay, what controls nature? What controls nature?
It's just nature.
Then Brother Abraham said, then can you put a bucket of water here? Let the sap come inside. And from here, go up. So the man was confused. He said, you may have something. He was tired. He couldn't know anything. Deborah Abraham said, why we go hunting? Be thinking of the answer. So when we come back, if you are able to tell me the answer, then I can tell you also what told me about that woman. Told you? Say, you are not that preacher. Say, do you know his name? Say, Branham. Yes, that's the name. Yes, that is the man. Oh! That was the end of his infidelity. Infidel of 75 years. And in the record of God, he has only 76 years to live. And he has spent 75. Remaining only one. Within this 1 year, it is the duty of God to make sure that he comes in. Whatever God will do about it, it is his business.
Ipa Saramari.
There, he became a Christian. He was led to Christ. The next year, Brother Abraham came again to hunt. So when he came there, he met the wife. He greeted the woman. He wanted to go inside.
Said,
what do you want? Says, I think I have permission to hunt. He said, who gave you permission? Well, it was an old man here last year that we were talking together about God. Are you Brother Abraham? Say, yes, I am. Oh, say, I'm sorry. That the man is gone now. But he died with Christian testimonies. God works in mysterious ways.
It's
wonders to perform. No matter where Satan has tried to put any of God's children, as long as they are part of his children, whatever he will do, he will bring them out. Look, if you read the scriptures, you will find that in the gospel that one of the women that were believers in the first church age was a servant to Herod, according to the scripture. Can you imagine where somebody is living with Herod? And yet God brought the person out. Maybe I didn't know, I mentioned I would have gotten the scripture before now. Maybe the next time, if I remember, I will bring you the scripture. But you are also all Bible students, isn't it? So search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. And they are there that testify of this is
something.
God bless you. I say God bless you. Praise be to God. As many as were born in lie, and they grow up telling lies, and they die in lie, according to the scripture, Revelation 21, it told us where the end of all liars will be. Yeah. Revelation 21 told us,
verse 8,
what will be the end of all liars. Let me read. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Those that die in lies, that is their end. But the children of the truth, while they are alive, they will be brought to the truth. Jeremiah 17:9 told us that the heart of man, a natural man, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who shall know it? If the Lord makes a way, I want to speak on friendship before I go with you. And I would desire, if the Lord bring all the young ones to be present. The problem that we have today, we enter into them not paying heed to God's word. If we listen to the instructions of God's word, most of our problems,
we
will not have them. The Bible says, who can know it? The heart is deceitful. above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? In the Old Testament, the heart of human being was described as a stony heart. Stony heart. Heart that cannot forgive. Heart that cannot bear with the others. That is why in the New Testament, in Matthew 19, when the Pharisees came to Jesus, and they asked him that
Moses
in the law
Moses Mura
commanded us,
wakatiraira,
mark their words,
nyasubatisa
imushuwa, commanded us
wakatiraira
to put away our wives, give them writing of divorcement, and put them away. Jesus, first of all, corrected their word because they are liars. What they have just said is a quoted scripture. It's not the truth. Jesus said, Moses suffered you.
Moses wakangokutendera iwo.
Suffered means allow you. Not command you. Commandment and allowing is different things. But the people have presented the word of God in a different way, saying that Moses commanded us. Jesus first of all corrected the error of God. Moses did not command you. Moses suffered you. Before he now gave them the reason for what Moses did. And he said the reason why Moses had to suffer you like that, why he has to allow you like that, he said it's because of the hardness of your heart. It was a marital problem. Husband could not forgive wife. For every mistake the woman do, the man na slap, na beat, na kick, no forgiveness. And when they were bringing the case to Moses every day, only one person among hundreds of families, almost every family no peace. Then Moses told God, say, Simeo, I will die here. God said, tell them, if they cannot bear, if they cannot forgive, if they cannot bear with each other, instead of death in every family, then let them give a writing of divorcement. Give it to her, let her go back. It was because of the hardness of their hearts. But because of that hardness of heart, that was why Jesus came to give to his children the heart of flesh. That heart of flesh, which is It bears. It forgives. It can bear with each other. It can forgive each other. You know that the fellow man with you, he makes mistakes. You also make mistakes. So you need to bear with each other. But that was what Jesus came for. To give the people the grace by the Holy Spirit to be able to forgive each other and bear with each other. And when he came, he took away the stony heart and gave the heart of flesh. With the heart of flesh, he put his spirit inside. When he put his spirit inside, then he told them, if any man slap you here, turn the next. If any man compare you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. If any man take away your cloak, Give him your coat also. This is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. When you see those things happening in your life, what a natural man could not do, because a natural man is wicked, is a liar, is deceitful, he cannot bear, he cannot forgive. That is why we see how some people today, because they have not gotten to the level of a touch in their soul, they find it difficult to forgive each other. Husband doesn't forgive wife. Wife don't forgive the husband. Vice versa. So in the home, you have pre-Armageddon.
Pre-Armageddon.
Goes on in the home. Cold War. Sometimes it may be the man pass here, the woman pass that place. But in the beginning, when you got married, it was you and I working together. When you take one step, she take one step. You don't take one step and you are taking five. But as the time goes on, if the Holy Spirit is not there, you are too slow. I'm going. If you are not going, that is you. I'm going. In the beginning, it was not so. But now things are changing, because nothing has happened to the heart. The man is still born of a woman. But when the new birth that is promised by Jesus is done in that person's life, so except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Will he enter into his mother's womb? Because Nicodemus only understood the birth from a woman. And the birth from a woman is of a few days and full of troubles. But the birth from Christ, which is a man, there is no evil in it. And the days are not few, is eternal. When you are born like that, then your days are eternal. You are without beginning and you are without end. You are as old as God himself, and you are going to be alive as God himself is alive. Because Jesus said, as I live, you will live also. If I live, then you will also live also. Those that believe him, when he was here, Jesus said, I am commissioned to give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. They cannot. Because the life of God is transferred to them. Man without Christ is wicked. Is hopeless. Is deceitful. And he can be deceived. When you see a man that is swimming in error, yes, that is swimming error, is E double R O R. Swimming inside of error. Every lie, he believes it. We are in the millennium, he believes it. The rapture has passed, he believes it. We are in eternity, he believes it. Every lie that is contrary to the word of God, he believes it. So he is swimming and rolling inside of error. He is a child of error.
He's
not a child of the truth.
God's
children, the Bible said they come to the truth. Because they are God's children of the truth. And they are born of the truth. They are born of God's word. Okay, let's bring it like this. In the Message, but God, who is rich in mercy. The prophet said, what God predestinates
is
not this flesh. That's not what God predestinates. What God predestinates is the seed that He put inside of you. That is why He said, when a child is to be born, if that child is God's own elect, he said there is a little seed of God that is slipped inside that child at birth. And as the child grows up, sooner or later, that seed inside of that child will come to light. And then in another explanation, the prophet said, it is the message of your day that God put in there. This entire Bible is the truth. Is that correct? But inside this Bible, we have the present truth. This Bible is the truth. But all of it is not the present truth. So we have the present truth. How will you know the present truth? Deuteronomy 29 told us that secret things belong to God. But the things that are revealed belong to us and our children. Secret things belong to God. The things that are revealed belong to us and our children. Now, this Bible told us in 1 Peter, that this book, this Bible is of no private interpretation. Each of us, we cannot carry it and give it our interpretation. He said, because only men of God wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Who are these holy men? If you go further inside the scriptures, we will still find them out. In the book of Amos, chapter 3, he told us that the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealed His secrets unto His servants the prophets. So the secret things belong to God. And the things that are revealed that belongs to us and our children, we can only know those secrets that are revealed through the prophets unto whom the word of the Lord come to. Because the Lord God will do nothing, but will reveal His secret to His servants, the prophets. And the Bible is of no private interpretation. That is why the age is swimming in error. We have churches everywhere, but they are not in the truth. Why? Some of them read the Bible more than we do. Many of them go to church more than we do. Many of them can pray more than we do. But one, they have missed the way of God. Because the way of God is made known to only one person in a generation. The Bible said, God made known His way unto Moses, and His acts unto the children of Israel. In our generation, God may know His way unto William and Abraham, and the revelation of His word Through him come to us his children. The prophecy over him said, you have chosen the straight and narrow way, which is my way. God may know his way unto
Brother Branham.
And by that we come to know the truth. But people that are not the children of the truth, they cannot come to it. Human being, we are close now. There is one boy that the prophet explained. In the message Paradox that was preached in Chicago. Yeah, the prophet narrated the story from paragraph 16 to 32. Let me see if I can. I still have one thing to say before we leave now. I'm sure you are conversant with it.
But,
yes. Now the prophet told us that boy, he said, for instance, I believe that every born again member of the body of Christ is a paradox in themselves. I believe each one of you, Methodists and Presbyterian and Lutheran, that never had experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, was in some former church that did not believe in the genuine new birth and has now received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's a perfect example of a paradox. Because something happened to you that changed your old being. And anyone could look at that and know what a paradox is. A miracle. Unless that happens, you cannot be a Christian. There must be a paradox for you to become a Christian. No one can change a spirit in a man and give him new birth outside of God. God alone is the only one can do it. And it is a miracle how that God can take a man's thinking and his ways and his life and everything and change it from what it was to what it can be, what it can make it. For instance, a few days ago, I was called in on a scene, on a little something going on. There was a fine young man, very fine boy. He was going with a little girl, very fine little girl out of a fine family. And this boy, all of a sudden, came up with some kind of an idea and he just walked away. He did something wrong to the little girl. And much as promised her to do a certain thing, and then didn't do it. And instead of coming to the girl and apologizing like a gentleman should do, it just wasn't in him to do it. What is man? This is man. And the father and mother called me to the scene and said, we would desire to know what is wrong with our boy. Now, it's not easy to do sometimes, but you must be truthful and honest. Therefore, the boy was a Christian as far as a believer. He had repented. and have been baptized
anga
and had his position among the believers,
anga
but yet had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No matter how much he thought he had, you thinking you have and having it is two different things. You might be able to try to say you have, and you might be able to show some evidence of some emotion, but unless your life is vindicating what you are professing to have, you still haven't got it. No matter how many emotions, how much you jump, run, sensations, speaking in tongues, or shouting, or whatever you might lay it upon, which is all right, I believe in all that too, but unless your life goes with your testimony, then you haven't got it. Because the fruit of the Spirit vindicates what you are, just like the fruit of any tree tells what it is. Right. Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them. Now this young fellow's parents, his mother is German. No reflection on the German, but there is a strain in that family. And that is, they will just sit and you can talk to them and they will just stare you right in the face. This girl's sister, the mother of this boy, her sister, I have come down to the street many morning, and this young lady be setting out in the yard, and I say, good morning to you. She just look at me, and I'll stop and I say, sure, a fine morning. She will just stand, look right at you, an intelligent woman. We are not even talking of the boy yet. This is the sister. And I will say, come up to see us sometime. She just stand and look. Well, our brothers are that way. Father and mother is that way. Now the father of the boy is strictly an Irishman. Moody. And high tempered, high strong. That is his whole family like that. Except one other out of the family converted. Now, in this, this father and mother, both are Christians, filled with the Holy Ghost. And they have brought up this young man up in the way of the Lord. And now the young man is about 17 or 18 years old. Something along there. Very fine kid. He's been a real model boy at home. Nice kid. And he's got a brother. They are just vice versa. But the girls, the mother's family, lives close to a fine church. But do you think they will ever come over there? No. And they know it is right. But it is just not in them to ask forgiveness or ask pardoning. They just won't do it. It's just not in them. Now the genes in the father and the mother of this boy, no matter how much they are converted, still remains the flesh that has been interbred out to this boy. Therefore, the boy has got a complex in him, just like from his mother's family, and they are not forgiving, they will not apologize. And that is where that boy stands. May you not have such as a husband. It's a prayer I prayed. I'm talking to sisters that are yet unmarried. That may you never have such as husband. May God not let you have such a person as husband. Okay, you better amen so that you don't have to amen later. You better pray so that you don't pray later. All right. We will soon close. Don't worry. Now I said to the father, no matter how much you are raised up, I said, now look at you. out of your family, all of them, drunks, and fighting, and shooting, and cutting, and so forth. Now look at your family to the mother. There are a bunch of people just sat there and won't speak, very independent, and so forth, irreverent to religion. But I said, it is not you. You are the only one of all your sisters and brothers, and you are sweet, kind, and forgiving. What does that? And you are tree, part of the family tree. Yet you have received the Holy Ghost. That is the thing that made you tender and sweet. It is not your people anymore. It's not your Christ that lives in you. It's your Christ that lives in you. I said to the boy, that is the father of this boy now. Look at your family. Practically all of them are drunks and so forth. I said, and how moody, and high tempered, and high strong, but you are not. You are kind, forgiving. What is it? The Holy Spirit. You are no more what you are. It is Christ in you. I said, now that same thing has to happen to your son. And the father raised up and said, my son went to the altar. He was baptized correctly in the name of Jesus Christ and water baptism in the pool. Say, I know my son has come to Christ. I said, that may be all right. All the outward emotions, he might be identified as a believer with the believers. But until he is regenerated, born again, I will advise that young man to never marry a woman. He will make hell on earth for her. Until that gentle, sweet, forgiving spirit of Christ comes in, then that will be a paradox in itself. To take the very nature of a boy that has been bred between father and mother, and yet in his intellectuals, he is trying his best to overcome it. He can't do it. He will never overcome it. Christ, we have to overcome it. When he lets Christ in, then he is already overcome then. It will be a perfect paradox when a man is born of the Spirit of God. This is human being for you. This is one case out of millions of people that are living on earth. All your families have things that is peculiar to them. Every family, every tribe, every nation have things peculiar to them. In my country, they are associated with fraud. Fraud. Yes. When you hear Nigeria, you think of fraud. And then inside Nigeria, you got many tribes, many languages. Languages are over 300. Tribes are many. Major tribes, minor tribes. Then you come to individual family with family spirits. When you grow up with that, the way you are born from your mother, those nature of this heart also grows and matures in you. You become a mature liar. Yes, a mature thief. A mature fighter. A gossip that is matured. A murderer that is mature. All sorts of evil like that. Because of the birth that you have come with. When you go to Jesus and he gives you another birth, then the prophet said, you have changed your parents. You now have a new parent. your earthly parents, they are no more your real parents. If they are unbelievers, and you are now a Christian, born of the Holy Spirit, your characters will not be the same. Except for facial reflection, people will not be able to know you come from that family because your character is different from theirs. Why? They are born of a woman, you are born of a man, which is Christ. Everybody know themselves. You know yourself. I know myself. Everybody know themselves. Jesus was talking to the disciples in John chapter 6.
John chapter 6.
After the 70 have gone, Jesus turned to the 12. Will you also go away? Peter said, to whom shall we go? He said, we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ. Jesus had to correct him a little bit. Peter was speaking for himself and the rest of them. Instead of using personal pronoun, he used plural. That we, me and the 11, believe. And we are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus told him, I chose you 12. One of you is a devil. In other language, speak for yourself. This we you are talking does not cover the 12 of you. Because one of you is a devil. Every man knows himself. You know yourself, I know myself. But one thing sure, if you have the nature of this heart, if you have some wicked spirits that are manifesting in you, maybe in a quiet way that your neighbor does not know, that your wife does not know, that your husband does not know, that your children does not know, because there are some quiet demons. Unforgiving spirit is not easily identified. It's quiet. You just map out your plan and avoid the person. You just avoid the person. It's unforgiving spirit. When everybody goes out from this door, you pass out from there. They want to greet the brother. You enter your vehicle. Bro, Cephas. I hope nobody's behind Cephas here. Bro, Cephas.
Brother Cephas.
We are not greeting. I'm in haste. But the motive behind that action is that he doesn't want to greet somebody. Because if you should go and greet Brother Philip, Brother Peter is also there. That has offended him. That he has not forgiven. Because the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God. And the prophet said, you cannot be delivered of any evil spirit except you hate that evil spirit. When you love that spirit and you worship it, he said, no matter who prays for you, you cannot be delivered from it. In the message experiences, when the maniac of Portland, Oregon came to the prophet, when he came to the prophet, so that you know we are close. When he was walking and coming, 250 ministers were on the platform. All the 250 of them that day, they knew it was not them that the pillar of fire appeared to. They knew they were not the messenger of the age. They knew that the commission was not given to them. When it comes to things like this, the one that God called out to face it himself, all of them addressed themselves. They all ran away. The prophet was standing there. And the man like a giant was coming. And police came to try to arrest him. Brother Abraham said, leave him alone. Let him come. The people were watching. Say, today, I will break every bone in your body. And the prophet said, if you look at his size and my size, he can do it. That he was coming. You deceiver of man. You green snake under green grass. I will break every bone in your body today. And the prophet was looking at him. When he came to his spot, the prophet said under the anointing, say, because you have come to challenge the spirit of the living God, today you will fall at my feet. And he had. I will see whose feet I will fall. Then when he came close, no, that man does not brush his teeth. You know, the prophet said that what the major thing in his life was anger. You know that? He said the major problem he has in his life was anger. He said because of anger, he thought he would never be a Christian. When he spit on him, he said if there was any little anger remaining inside of him, it will come up that day. For somebody to spit on you before thousands. He spit on his face. Then the man began to erase his feet to carry out his threat. That was Satan's power. Then from this end, the power of God. And then they engage in a battle. But the prophet did not raise up his hand because the word of God said the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. He was just standing there waiting on the Lord. The man could not come close. He was just exercising his strength. Then the prophet said, Satan, come out of him.
Budamari.
Then the man jacked and fell down.
And
placed the feet of the prophet down. Then the police came. Because he looked lifeless. They asked the prophet, is he dead? He said no. He said, is he delivered? He said no. The prophet said, he loved that spirit and is worshipping it. And as long as he loved the spirit and is worshipping it, it cannot be delivered. That is the reason why we come to church to hear God's word. So that you can know yourself. What is man? You know yourself from birth till now. What has happened to you since you have come out of your mother? What has happened to you? Has there anything happened to you? Have you met somebody as man giving birth to you? Or you are still relying on the birth of your woman, of your mother? If you rely on that one, you can never see God. But when Christ will touch you and give you another birth, that is when you can see the kingdom of God. That is when you can enter inside of it. Beside that one, man is a failure. The Lord bless you. May he prepare us for his kingdom. If you know yourself that you are in need of God,
kuti uri kushuvira mwari.
There is balm in Gilead.
Pane mushonga unorapa
mu Gilead. And the physicians are there. There is no reason.
Hapana chikonzero.
Why the daughter of God today will not be made whole?
See mwana wa mwari asingagone
kupodzwa. There is power to set free.
Pane simba rekudzikinura.
But the Bible, Jesus said,
nekuti Jesu anoti,
anyone that will not hate father, hate mother, hate brothers, hate sisters, and hate his own life, he cannot be my disciple. You have to hate your life, hate yourself, the nature that is of the earth, that is inside of you. You have to hate it before you can be delivered. Before the Holy Spirit can take over. Then you will be a newborn child of God, ready for the rapture. Do you love the Lord? Let us bow our heads.
Lord Jesus, we humbly come before the throne of grace. What a lesson. What an exposition that you would want us to comprehend. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And those days are all full of problems and troubles. That's the man that's walking on the earth today. But Father, on the inside of that man, there is another one, and that one is born of a man. Lord Jesus, we want to pray that we will never have our trust on the man that is on the outside, because that one is born in sin and shaped in iniquity and coming into this world speaking lies. Father, therefore, there is no boast we can make on our own. Father, there is nothing, O God, that can put, Father, even upon ourselves, Father, but that word that you have placed inside us, O Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of predestination. Father God, that we can come and to be manifested on this earth today, Father, and to be connected with the word that you have given to us in this hour. Father, to be able to respond to the message of the hour, because it is you that sent forth a messenger with a message to us. Father, so that all the seed of God that's been predestinated in this world, Father, has got to be connected and gathered into one place. God's provided a place of worship. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you tonight, Father, for your servant, the preacher that you sent to us, O God, so that he might speak to us. Father, I want to pray, O God, that you would help each and every one of us. We desire, Father, that your hand, O God, may be shown upon us. Yes. Help us, O God, to despise this man that is born of a woman. Help us, O God, to put less trust in this man that is on the outside. Help us, O God, never to depend or listen to what this man is telling us to. Heavenly Father, but Lord, help us, Father, that the man that is on the inside, Father, may he be guided of you. May he be led of you. May he be the one that is got to respond to the word of the Almighty God. Heavenly Father, all the traits that we assumed when we came here, Father, they are always pushing us one side. But Lord, we thank you because the seed of God that is on the inside has got power over all the traits of the things of this world. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Father, because you love us so much. And, O God, as we bow before you tonight, we want to pray, O God, for your children, one by one. Father, who can raise their hands, Father, before you and desire for a rescue. Lord Jesus Christ, that you can help us, Father, as we live on this life, the few days, Lord, that we still have around here. You have got a purpose, Father, for us to be alive here. Oh God, I want to pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you rescue your children. Father, we've been bragging over what this flesh has done to us and what this flesh can do. But Lord, we are at a crossroads tonight after the message has been preached. won't you have your way, Lord? We desire, Father,
yes,
that your word of God will have your way, Father, even in our hearts, Lord Jesus Christ. May the word of God find entrance, Father, on the inside of us, Lord, so that we'll be able to live for you. And that is our desire.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we want to thank you, Father, because you've been so kind to us, Father, to show us these things this evening, Lord, so that we'll be able to know how to live and how to respect your word. Granted, Father, this is our prayer.
Yes.
We want to commit all that we have asked for,
yes,
and committing the minister into your hands, Lord. Restore the virtue that has come out of him. Father, I pray, O God, that you give him much more, Father, for the days laying ahead,
okay,
and put his hand way deep in the storehouse of God,
yes,
so that he be able to bring out food for your children.
Granted,
many, Father, still would like to listen, Father, to your word, O God, and to have their hearts fixed up and to get ready for the day of the rapture,
yes,
Father, and the quickening of our bodies. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because it takes only the power of the word of God for a quickening power that we need, O God, in our lives.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, Father, for what you have given to us tonight. Granted, we pray,
yes,
in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise,
hallelujah,
God. Let you. Stand up on our feet tonight. We'd like to sing "To Be Like Jesus."